women's shir, ladies' shir, Chavis Halavos, Shar Chesh Ben HaNefesh, Sunday afternoon, Zion of, Zion Menachem of. Okay, so we're up to Chavis Halavos we're learning, Shar Chesh Ben HaNefesh. And we're up to number 24 out of 30. 24. The Chavis Halavos' definition of Cheshbon HaNefesh means things to think about. Not the classic meaning of what it has come to mean to most people. That I made a Cheshbon HaNefesh of what I did today. And you see that like number 24 is really... You see it so clearly because he says an idea that's so, it's an idea, it's a concept, and it's not an aveira, it's something that really is very typically Chavis Halavos. If you know the style of the Sefer, you'll understand what I mean as we learn it. Number 24 is, I'll first give like in general, number 24 is, you grow, and as you grow, we assume you get more mature, you get smarter, more intelligent, you're able to think deeper. He wants you to relearn everything that you've learned. Don't continue davening like you davened when you were, let's say, 10 years old or 20 years old. Now you're 30, you should be davening differently. Don't learn Chumash the way you learned it when you were 10 years old or 20 years old. Now you're older. Now you're able to learn it in more depth, more profundity. You're able to understand more. You're able to see more mafarshim. Don't rest on your laurels, your intellectual laurels. Don't be satisfied with the way you understood things whenever, when you were young, even 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Always seek to grow and to learn and to, you're older now, you're more intelligent, you can understand things in a different perspective, in a deeper way. Don't be satisfied with your knowledge, right? Many people, you know, they go through their lives and they end up, let's say, a regular FFB. You know, it's very sad if he ends up davening like he davened in fifth grade. Certainly Chumash Brachos, most people, I would venture to say, understand the Chumash Brachos the same way they understood it when they learned it in the Cheder. You know, it's a story, you know, so on. They hear another question, another answer, but they're not... There's Ramban, there's Rosh Hashanah Vol Hirsch, there's Malbim, there's so much there. And as you get older, you have to... Don't stick with the more superficial, more childish understandings of anything, of davening, of learning... Of any chokhmah, va'arba v'esrim number 24, shetachshav im nafshecha, think. If it is bana, and you should demand of yourself, al kol inyan shenisyashiv etzla, anything that you has already settled by you, minyana yadiyas o elokim, even right, your understanding of Hashem, and of how Hashem functions, let's say, midah k'neged midah, like if you have a certain understanding, you have a certain grasp of Hashem and His gedula and His gevura and His shar habachina. So don't be satisfied with Torah. So, v'divrei harishonim, anything you've learned, the rishonim, v'chidos hachachomim, v'inyonei tfilos, Asher Yodata, you know this already, Me'ez Na'arusecha, from when you were young. Uberov Yimei Gidulcha, and then as you started learning, V'limut Chatchila, you started learning it. Kitzuras Anyonim Hadakim, these things that are subtle, or I'll say deep, was a Torah. Eitzel Mishak Arasel Chalusha, someone who doesn't, you know, he has a weak head still. He's young. He's immature. He doesn't understand things deeply. It's just not the same. It's a different davening. It's a different Chumash Brachos. It's a different, anything you just understand it differently. I don't especially enjoy being a rabbi, and it was never part of my game plan, but the one wonderful thing that it is you have to speak. When you have to speak, you have to do this chaylus halavus, because you have to come up with new ideas. And, you know, you look at the parasha and you say, well, I understood the parasha a certain way. So you have to strain yourself and force yourself because of the hechrich, right? Well, how would it look if I stood up there one day in Shabbos and say, I don't have anything to say. That would be pretty embarrassing. I mean, I don't mind for myself, but my wife would be very embarrassed. I feel bad for her. So you have to come up. So you have to come up with new ideas. And you have to come up with things. And you say, well, and, you know, I say, what more can I say about bitachon? But I want to speak about bitachon because it's the war. And you come up with a new idea that I Taka never came up with before. So it's because the greatest spur to do this, it's not because I'm a great guy and I'm doing what the Chavis Allah says. The greatest spur to do this is when you have to. You got to stand up and you have to say something. And you want to make it new, and you don't want to just say what everybody knows already. Right? The worst thing is if I see them rolling their eyeballs. That's not so good. If their eyeballs droop, what can you do? Well, I can't help that. You just say the good old cliches, and you say just the regular. You want to, so it forces me on a personal level. It forces me to. So you have to think. So, and that's what he's saying. It's just not the same. You can't compare. You're not supposed to be davening the same as you davened when you were first learning to read and you learned how to read, and maybe you knew Pirush Hamilos. Davening is so much more than Pirush Hamilos. So you say, well, halavai, I knew Pirush Hamilos. Okay, so that's a start. You start with Pirush Hamilos, but then you have to grow. Davening, you know, how many svarim there are on davening? You can fill a room full of svarim easily, just with different ways of understanding davening. His point is, don't be happy. Don't be satisfied with superficial understanding. And when you're younger, it's always, you can do better now. You can understand it deeper. See, he wants you, like, I don't know when you're supposed to do all of this. He wants you to always go back. And, you know, I guess you could. What I've done and I've taught my children to do is every year to learn the Parshas HaShavua with a different mafarish. One year Ramban, one year Kli Yoker, one year Arachayim HaKodesh, as many as you can do. It's very hard. Learn a different mafarish. One year Shavshon Fal Hirsh. It's also long, but then now they have a condensed one. Kitzuras and Yonim Hadakim Eitzel Misha Karosu Chalusha Einam Kitzurasu Eitzel Misha Karosu Chazaka. As you grow in your intelligence, Yosef Birur B'inyanim, you'll understand it with more clarity, you'll understand it on a deeper level, you'll understand it more broadly, you'll understand different things it could connect to, you'll understand that the concept will be more applicable to other things. Okay, therefore, al tanuach daitcha, don't be satisfied. Al mashen etztayer belipcha, on what you already have a picture in your heart, let's say, of the dynamic of the Avram's tefillah for Sodom. Right? So you already have a picture of what was going on there. So don't be satisfied. Betchilas limutcha, min yonim hamasupokim, things that are really not that clear. V'hasvaros ha'mukos, and things that are very deep. When you feel that your seichel has now steiged, has now grown, so pull that book off the shelf again and start again, learn it again, and now you have a more developed mind, a deeper mind, a more understanding mind, the Sifrei Neviyot, and kemi shelo lamad mehem sefer. You started with a fresh slate, no preconceived notions, because your preconceived notions are superficial compared to where you're holding now. So wipe the slate clean and take out a fresh, you know, fresh chumash, fresh sheet of paper, and then learn it with your present seichel. Kamisha lo lamad mehem sefer. Make believe you never learned it before. The targil atzmacha, and you should get yourself used to lefore shame, to explain them again, ulevoreim, ulehizbonein, and to rethink it and to contemplate it. Bimilosam, uvelashonam, how they use phrases, how they use words. Umasha solos minhu enyonim, the different areas of pshat that are included in it. Umasha hasvora nimtzesbo, logic. Umasha ein hasvora nimtzesbo, what's not logical. V'chein tasa betfilos uvetishbochos, do the same with your davening. Mehistakel bebiluson umagamas in yonehem. Look into, delve into their words, the way they use the words, the poetry involved. You might have an appreciation for the poetry of davening, for the poetry of Tehillim, that you didn't have 10 years ago. Right? And now you could have it. Umagamas in yonehem, and the broadness of what they're talking about. Kedeshatia, so now, you are who you are now. So now when you daven, now you'll understand it the way you understand, with your understanding of now. You won't understand it like a 10-year-old child. And your search for truth, because now you're more attuned to things, you're smarter. And you're more intelligent, you're more inquisitive, maybe you're more creative. See, he's talking to a very intellectual, he's talking to an intellectual. He's talking to people who are thinking people. The Chavis was written only to thinking people. So he's saying, you know, grab hold of yourself and think. I don't want to daven my whole life like I did, you know, when I first learned how to daven. Don't continue with your young childish, we'll call it. Then it wasn't childish, or if it was, you were a child then, so it's okay, it's childish, but you know, whatever it was then, that you think they just picked these phrases because it was convenient, you know, as you get older, you're going to realize that they said things in a certain order. You learn Kuzari, the marshal, that explains, like, the order of Birchos Kriyashma, and why this comes first and this comes second, and how one idea leads into the next, to the Kuzari, and how the bracha after Kriyashma, before Shmona Esrei, you know, Biyatsu V'Nochon, and then Ezra Saboseinu, like, it all flows, and it makes so much sense that we talk about this, and then we talk about that. Yeah.
I don't understand it. Initially, here's the youngest one. How would you say to erase what you learned? That remains in your.
Girsa Diyankasa is not referring to understanding. It's referring to, or it's referring to maybe basic understanding, like
but
pshat in the words.
He
doesn't mean forget pshat in the words, then you'll just be caught up in quicksand. He means forget the understanding of it. He doesn't mean to forget the meaning of the words, for example.
Right.
And you have to start again, what does bias mean and what does isha mean?
No, but even the impression that you get as a child.
You have to wipe it clean. You have a picture of Avraham Avinu, of Avodah Marishon talking to a snake, you know, and there, you gotta grow up. I mean, don't have preconceived notions. That's what he means by the phrase. The phrase is saying, don't have preconceived notions. Don't think you understand. You have to break free, or else you'll always be tied down by your previous understanding, and you won't be able to break out of that. Don't be tied down by, you know, you see a man, let's say, he's learning Gemara. So he understands the sugi a certain way, you know. Let's say my kid learns the sugi in high school. He understands it a certain way. But now he'll grow up, Mr. Shem, and he'll go, you know, then he'll understand it a completely different way. He'll see the depth of it. So he can't be like fettered bound by the previous understanding, then he'll never be able to see it on a different level. He'll never be able to appreciate the depth of it. He'll always understand it on the childish level. So you have to like let your mind loose of its moorings. So it's not talking about the basic level of translation, you know, just to understand the words of the Gemara. You know, there's no reason to forget that, but it means the understanding of it. So, okay. Valtinik b'zeh b'chozor k'minigi mehanarish atoma min amilos b'lashon chamashi yizdamin loch, just to say all the words, u'kvar kodam lonu b'inyan azeh mashi yesh bo dai. And we really explain this. We explained how a person should daven already in previous parts. We explained it in number 9 and the number 18 here in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. He delved into the union of davening. And when it comes to Torah Sheba'al Peh, v'akabola, shetizbonein bahem, study them, utadina muschus, meaning if you have something that you don't understand, so don't say this doesn't make sense. Say, you know, I don't understand this. And, you know, you're delving into it anew, and you, with your present understanding, it's like, I don't get it. Like, you know, 2 years ago I understood this, but now I'm looking at it with new eyes, and I'm seeing that something like it doesn't sit well with me. So good, that's excellent, but make sure you understand. But the problem is not, it's not that the pshat in what you're learning is what you thought 2 years ago, and now you're like, it's wrong, it doesn't make sense. Realize that now you're growing, and now you have to figure out that depth of it. You have to apply yourself now to understand it on a deeper level. Right? Well, tenuach daitcho mashin is bar etzcho betchilas limutcho, aval tva olovas nafshecho. Apply yourself, and again he says, Kamisha Maschilbo, as if you're learning it now for the first time. Again, it doesn't mean to forget what the words mean. It means to wipe away all preconceived notions as to what's really going on, the understanding of what's going on. And again, we have Mefarshim to help us. We have Mefarshim to help us. You can learn Nach with Rashi. Rashi Anach, I don't know, it's not Rashi Anach. Just gives you basic pshat, right? If that. Sometimes you need mitzudas to carry you through with pshat. And then you can learn the Malbim. It's like it's a whole different world. You read Tehillim with Malbim, every pasuk is an entire world. It's an entire thought. It's overwhelming. Or Mishle, you know. Or even Nacha, the story in Shmuel. Or in Megillas Esther. You read the Malbim on Megillas Esther, it's a whole different story. Look at the different story. Not the story we were brought up with. It's all the different story. They actually wrote a book of Esther based on, in English, Turnaround, Turnabout, something like that, based on the Malbim's understanding of the story. So they wrote up the story, like, according to the Malbim. Umashi is Borat Fucho, what you clarify to yourself, Tiskerenu, remember it, Tisyashibo, and let it sit well with you. This will become your new base of knowledge. Umash at the stopping be biruro, and if taka, because you've grown in your intelligence, you have things you now don't understand, so ask. Make a Rebbe for yourself. Don't be ashamed. Don't say, well, I understood it now, and now I don't understand it, so I'll just like rely on my old knowledge of it. Don't do that. If you can't figure it out now, but you see it's not so simple, so go get a Rebbe and learn. Tachkar olav mechachmei dorcha. Now you're going to have a different Rebbe, and you're going to delve into it in a different way, and you're going to see things you haven't seen before, and now you'll be zayich and you'll understand it. The Rebbe that taught me Gemara when I was in sixth grade, or the Rebbe that taught you Chumash when you were in Betchilas Chumash, is not the same teacher that they get for a seminary or for high school. Right? They don't take the same. The problem with the seminary, right? the girls come out of seminary and then they go teach high school. And then they give over to the high school girls the stuff they learned in seminary. So the bar keeps rising. It makes life harder and harder for the seminary teachers because the girls all learned the stuff in high school. They keep raising the bar every four years, or every 2 years. You tell them like a brilliant shot from Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch, they learned it already in high school because their teacher was the girl that came out of seminary and she learned it in seminary. Now it's part of the high school experience. That's my wife was telling me, like, you can't keep up. Right? What passed today, what passed, 10 years ago doesn't pass today anymore because the girls know it already. So you hear, and what you don't know, make a Rebbe for yourself. Now he sort of makes a segue into the inyan of Gaiva. He says, I understand this already. You know, it's a humbling experience. He's pointing out now a very wonderful insight into the human character. He says, you may not want to do what I just said you have to do because of Gaiva. You don't want to admit, you want to think you know it already. You don't want to say, I don't really know it. I know it, but I don't really know it. It's very humbling to say, well, let me learn it all over again. Now I have an understanding. Let me try to understand it on a deeper level. My understanding of yesterday, of 10 years ago, 5 years ago, just not going to match up to the way I can understand it now. Don't let gaiva get the better of you, that your gaiva will try to convince you that, you didn't get any smarter. You were a smart kid. You know it all. You know it already. You didn't get more wise since you were a kid. You're not going to change. You understood it already. You're not going to change your mind. You remember you learned that and you understood it so well. So what are you going to go learn it again for? It's not possible that you can get it on a different level. What you learned till now was not enough. It can't be. He's very clever, the Chavis of Lovers. He pinpoints this Yetzirah to this number 24, the Yetzirah of Gaiva, that you don't want to admit that you were lacking. Why wouldn't you want to admit that you were lacking? Because that means now also you may be lacking. Because it's never ending. The Torah is Ein Sof, understanding is Ein Sof. You don't want to admit it. Sheyishtadel oscha, sheyirashel oscha. He will try to make you lazy, make you not kishalon. Like meayein umechakor alamitas enyanim. He doesn't want you to do this. He doesn't want you to learn the Torah in more depth, with more understanding, answering more questions, being more comfortable with the material. Understanding on a deeper level what was really going on there. V'yidme be'einecha shatachachem gamur. He's going to make you think that you are chachem gamur. How's it possible that what you learned was flawed and you can look back and say, I didn't really understand it properly, now I understand. He said, it's always going to say, no way. Me? I didn't understand it properly. I got 100. I aced all my tests. How could I understand it properly? The Chacham is, the Otzel. He's lazy, so he becomes a Chacham Be'enov. Mishiva Mishivei Tam. He's smarter than all of them. Because he's really lazy. Or Chacham Avodah is painting him as a Baal Gaiva. For Amar Reisish Chacham Be'enov Tekavel Ksil Mimenu. If you see someone who thinks he's brilliant, so to kavel iksil mimenu. You'll have more pleasure from someone who thinks of himself as a ksil, because he's willing to learn and he opens up his mind. And the person that thinks he's a chacham stops learning. This is what he's saying. Someone who is a know-it-all, someone who thinks he understands everything, stops growing in his intellectual quest for whatever it is, any area of knowledge. He's talking about Torah. You stop growing because I don't have to learn anything from anybody. Ramra Chacham Eino Barosho. This is such a beautiful thing. Chacham Eino Barosho. So you normally, I don't know, what do you say it means? It means he sees in the Rois HaNolad, maybe. It's a funny lashon, Eino Barosho. He looks out. He keeps his eyes open. The Chacham keeps his eyes open. A pasuk in Koheles. I think the simple meaning usually is meant to be that he sees into the future. Meaning he looks. He keeps his Rois HaNolad. Father says, Eino Barosho means he looks back. He says, I'm not the same person I was. I'm not happy with the way I understood things then. I'm more mature now, more intelligent, I understand more, I understand things on a deeper level more. He looks back to his previous understandings when he started learning, or any point in his learning. And where he is today, umashu bo min yoni taros of alomo pokidosam, and he makes a cheshbin. You know, maybe I'm lokui. You know, I never really understood why these are the ingredients of you know, what's the purpose of matzah. You know, I'm going my whole life. I go, okay, matzah is the, you know,
lokui.
What?
Lokui. What does that mean?
Flawed. FLAWED. The Yosef knows what he did right and what he did wrong, and he keeps steiging, he keeps growing. The Yosef lahachzik b'tov v'yoshev min hara. So his Eino Barosho means he looks backwards. He has one eye on the back of his head. He looks back and he looks at where he is now, and he says, "I can do better. I can grow. I can understand. You know, I always wanted to understand." Tillim, you know, on a deeper level, on a Mishle, on a deeper level, Chumash on a deeper level. You know, it's hard. I don't know when you have time for all of this. Like you learn, let's say, learn about Karbanos, you know, so it's hard enough to make your way through all the Karbanos, I'm speaking as a man, you know, Karbanos, and this horrible Shlom and Toda, and all the rules, and all the halachas, and who brings it, this. And then, you know, you gotta step back. I say, you know, it's time for me to understand what are you doing? You're killing an animal. You're throwing the blood on the mizbeach. You're taking the fats. Like, sometimes you eat it. Sometimes you don't eat it. What's going on? What's going on? What am I doing? And I'm serving Hashem. Hashem needs this burnt animal. So Baruch Hashem, there's such a plethora, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, such a plethora of Sfarim out there, that any subject that you want to delve into, you're going to have help. You're going to have a Rebbe, or call it a Chavrusa. Like in the last, what I just said about Karbanos, you know, that you want to, you don't know where to start, you know, so you start with Hirsch, let's say, you know, Hirsch, I'll read Hirsch. So Hirsch, you know, you read it, okay. A little boring, you know, I don't really understand it. It was written in German, right? That's, and I have a new translation. I never really developed an opinion about the new translation. But now in the last 5 years, 10 years maybe, I don't know, two Sfarim came out that really like go into the kishkas, no pun intended, of each carbon. Like, what are you trying to accomplish when you bring an Ola? What are you trying to accomplish when you bring a Toda? Why is it that a Todos Kachim Kalim, I don't know if this is right, and a Chatos is Kachim Kachim, and only Kohanim can eat it, and this anybody can eat, and a Bechor, and a Pesach, and you know, like it's all, and each thing is explained. All the symbolisms are explained. So it's like, you know, someone came to me and said, I want to really delve into Karbanos more. So I would say, okay, you start with Hirsch. You know, and then we'll find some morale on it, right? That's, and then, oh, now I have two Sfarim that each do that too. And it would be silly of me to think, oh, now I'm at the end. I got it now. I got it. That's silly, right? You keep going more and more and more because the Torah is Ein Sof, the Torah is limitless, and you can keep understanding. The point of the Chavis HaLovas is not to be satisfied with your past knowledge, which almost by, but usually, just by the definition of life, is always like more superficial than what you're capable of now. The only shot is when you're supposed to do all of this, because Torah is also Ein Sof in the material. So I always have to be learning new things. I'm not going to learn one daf the rest of my life, although you definitely could. And then I have to chazer so I don't forget. And now the Chazalolos wants me to learn it again with a whole fresh, but he's so right. I mean, it makes so much sense, the Chazalolos. He's so right. Yeah, this is how you have to look at things and you have to go over it with your new understanding. Don't be happy with your old understanding. Don't just chazer and remember with your old understanding. You're ready for bigger and better things. You're ready for deeper and wider and more intricate and more complex explanations of everything. And you see more of Torah. You see more of Hashem. Vaksil, so the Chacham is Eino Barosho. You're like one eye in back of his head. He doesn't care, he's ignoring, he's having a good time. He's walking through the night and it's dark and he doesn't look back, he doesn't look, if he happens to turn around he won't see anything anyway, because he doesn't understand what he's seeing because it's dark. So that's the ksil. He doesn't think about how he understood Chumash like then, to see, to match it up about, against what he's capable of doing now. And even if he would, maybe he probably wouldn't understand what he wouldn't understand what to make of it. He wouldn't understand what to do with it. That's so interesting. So Chacham Ein Barosho means he looks back and he compares his past to where he is now. And the ksil only looks forward. So, you know, he just keeps going. He doesn't think about his past and how he has to keep growing. That's what I mean. How he has to grow. He can't just be the same person he was in the past. Someone who doesn't think about his past, so he just exists. And it's a question of how long he'll live. But he doesn't grow. He doesn't grow as a person. I'll say something that's not nice, but I'll say it anyway. When I was a kid, there was a TV show. I'm not going to say which one. It was a TV show. It was very popular. Very popular. But then all of a sudden they cut it. They killed it. The network stopped it. I was old enough to read, I guess. So I'm like, why? So I remember, like, it stuck in my mind, and then when I learned years later this Chavis HaLovas, I said, because the characters didn't grow. They reached a point where they were just doing the same things week after week, and the writers were just figuring out, like, different situations for them to be in, and different comic, you know, messes, and then they would, you know, like, situation comedy shtickle. But that's what it said. It said that the characters weren't growing. I mean, you're talking about fictional characters. They didn't grow. So people just got tired of it. You know, they wanted really good writers would have had the characters develop and, like, you know, become different, like grow. Now we're talking about an age. We're talking about in their personhood and being the fictional characters, but even fictional in a book, right? Also, you want the fictional character to grow and to realize things and to, you know, to become a different person. It doesn't always happen, you know. But then anyway, I remember this show because it was so popular, and all of a sudden, because the characters weren't growing. Okay, so the Alzeh Amavaksil Bachol Shecholech. Omar Roisi and Ishi Yesh Yisrael Nachachmam and Asichlos Kisaron Ha'or Men Achoshech. So the Chavis Alolus compares this to Oron Choshech. It's really amazing because he's talking about someone who understands things, who knows things. But he knows it on his old level. So that's called Choshech. You're going to come, you're going to say, anything really is like that, any chokhmah. You can read a newspaper, when you're younger, you read it and you take it at face value. As you get older, you start reading between the lines. As you get older, you start to realize the bias that's in the news reports, that it's really opinion pages in disguise. So that's a growth, and you're more sophisticated. But your thinking becomes more sophisticated, probably more cynical. There's a beautiful, beautiful cheshbon ha-nefesh. Don't be satisfied with the past. I just don't know when you're supposed to do all of this. I don't know when. How do you have enough time in the day? I remember he wants you to study nature most of the time. And he wants you to think about Hashem, the nature of Hashem, and Shar HaBechina. Meanwhile, you got a biology test tomorrow. Chavis HaLova's biology test to make sure you understand the Pilei HaBriah of how the blood works. So I don't know. The Teretz is, if we only kept a record of how much time we waste, we would see how much time we have to do everything. It's just a question of making... Okay, and I can't talk to women about this because women are always busy. I don't know what to say to you ladies. You're always busy. Women are busy. But really, if you're Masudar, I remember the guys in Yeshiva. There were some guys like, but then there were guys who mamish made charts, and they had their little boxes, and they learned, and over the years they accumulated knowledge, and by the end of 3, 4, 5 years they really knew a lot, and there is time. There is time. You have to be smart, because people tend to say, okay, I'm going to do this for half hour a day. I don't have a half hour a day. You do it for a half hour a week. Once a week for half hour, I would tell someone, I'd say, I'm going to study biology. Because if you say you don't have time, then by the end of your life, you look back and you didn't see the flow of Hashem. Because you didn't have time. But if you say, okay, devote a little time to it. And the same with what he's saying now. So I don't know, it's very hard. He wants us to go learn Chumash all over again. Learn Siddur all over again. Once we reach a certain... a different plateau in our understanding. He's not saying to do this every month, let's say every 10 years. You would say a person, let's say we extrapolate from Pirkei Avos, that every 10 years, Ben Esrim with this, Ben Shloshim with this, Ben Arboim with this, so maybe we'll say every 10 years a person reaches a new plateau in their understanding, in their relating to the world. Okay, so that's number 24. I think we'll stop here. I ended early. Okay. So I'm taking a break. You're taking a break from me. I shouldn't take a break. I live for this class. I gain so much out of it. But what? Time. It's a
you, not me.
I think Remeir Kahana, Shemikom Domov, he was in prison, I think in America. They put him in prison for a year or two. He said he never accomplished so much. He was able to accomplish a lot. He was able to accomplish a lot in his learning. Because you're in prison. You don't have things to do. You don't have people bothering you. You don't have a phone. Rings. He said he accomplished a lot, and he learned probably more than when Shraga was in jail. He learned. He went all day back in Kabul. So okay, that's when you're forced, when you have time, when you're forced to have time. But it's true, it's very hard. But it's a beautiful idea. It's a very important idea that we grow and we shouldn't be satisfied. Just like you say something about Hashem. Oh, Hashem, he can, you know, then you get more sophisticated. You know, like, when you look at a little in Shah Yichud, and you see it's not so simple. Hashem is more complex than you thought. And there's a no saying, like you learned the Mishnah Eliyahu 10 times already. Last week I had a new insight into that idea. I'm very happy. Like I would not have thought that I would have a new insight into that Hashem is a no saying. So we have to be a no saying. A giver, not a taker. Okay. So I guess we'll say we'll dance at the wedding.
I was going to say, we should meet, you should feel totally better.
This whole thing is a fake, because of that I shouldn't have to dance.
Hopefully it is a fake.
I'm trying to get a new doctor.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. What?